You are listening to episode number 130 of the Wildly Aligned podcast. If you want to succeed in both life and business, you must master your time, your money, and your mind. This is where you will learn how. Welcome to the Wildly Aligned podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Coach Ilon Karas. Let's go. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm going to share the six areas inside of your business that you want to start practicing constraint in so that you can move forward faster while doing less. Now, constraining might feel and sound like some ancient torture technique, especially if you're like me and freedom is high on your list of values. But constraint is really just another word for focus, right? And it is hard to focus these days with so much fighting for our attention. Also, we have so many options to choose from today. An example would be walking into a grocery store to buy coffee or tea. I mean, there are literally 30, 40 different options for you to choose from, right? And although having options is great, we love this, too many options leads to decision fatigue. And as business owners, decision fatigue can really stop us in our tracks and keep us from creating the kind of results that we know we are capable of. And more importantly, it can stop us from creating those results in a way that feels good, that energizes us, right? When we have too many decisions to make, we drain and exhaust ourselves and we reduce the quality of those decisions. In essence, when we have too many options, it gets harder and harder to make a decision. And what we end up doing is we make impulsive decisions rather than a carefully thought out decision. Also, having too many options in front of us can create a lot of overwhelm. And what we do when we are overwhelmed typically is we avoid making a decision, right? So when you think about your business and what you would like to achieve in the next 12 months, there are so many options for you to choose from, right? There are many ways in which you can go about to achieve that goal, those results. And if we give ourselves 100 options, the same thing is going to happen as we go after that goal than when we're standing in that grocery store looking at the 40 variations of tea. Now, too many options will slow you down. It will reduce your efficiency. And in order for us to increase our efficiency, we need to increase our focus or constrain the options that we put in front of ourselves. So let's dig into the six areas inside of your business where you can start practicing constraint that will serve you well in achieving your goals. The first area is your work hours. That is how much time you decide to spend working. If you constrain your work hours, in other words, give yourself less time to work, you will tap into the power of Parkinson's law, which states that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Most business owners don't have set hours for their business. They might have operating hours for the business for their clients, but their work as the business owner typically never stops. So constraining your work hours is a great way to stop overworking. The second area where we want to practice constraint is the platforms we choose to be on as we go about creating clients for our businesses, right? Now, every time a new social platform emerges, we're all onto it, right? Because we have somewhere gotten the idea that we need to be everywhere. You need to be omnipresent as a business. But this isn't true. You just actually need to be where your customers are, and they aren't necessarily on all of the platforms, right? So be aware of just jumping onto new fads and instead be intentional about where you show up, because it is important that you are actually using the platform well. So whichever platform you're choosing to be on, use it well. Instead of trying to be everywhere and then not showing up consistently because it's just too much work. The third area where we want to practice constraint is in the services we offer or your offers, right? My mentor always says that every service you offer is like a separate business with its own ideal client and processes for delivery. And this is something to really consider for your specific business, because the more options you have, the same challenges that you face when you have too many options is going to happen in the mind of your client as well. Too many options can cause confusion, and a confused mind doesn't buy. The fourth area where constraint will help you move faster is constraining how you decide to achieve your goal. In other words, your strategy, your plan of action for creating the result you want. Choose the simplest path to the goal. Then commit to it and don't jump from one strategy to another before you have adequate data to tell you that it's time to make a shift. So often we abandon ship, but if we just stayed a little bit longer, we would have gotten the results that we want. Number five is constraining what you consume. That is books, podcasts, courses. It's so easy to get stuck in consuming information and not taking action in our businesses, because when we learn, we feel productive, right? Now, learning is important and it has a place, but we want to be intentional with it and be aware when we use consumption of information as a means of buffering or avoiding the things that we know we should be doing inside of our businesses. And then number six is constraining the number of people you listen to or follow for advice or guidance. Now, there is no perfect coach or perfect way, but when we listen to too many people at once, we end up with conflicting advice or different approaches. This coach says, do it this way. And another coach says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. And if we're implementing different strategies at the same time, we're wasting time, right? It might also not be as effective as just sticking to one approach and going all in on that. Now, the biggest reason why you want to practice constraint as a business owner is that when you constrain, you cannot get distracted with shiny objects. You cannot hide behind the doing. You cannot keep busy in the doing, right? You remove the noise. And the only thing left to change is you. When you choose to constrain your attention and your efforts, you have to face the uncomfortable emotions that come with that choice. And instead of changing the choice or the strategy, you now need to deal with you and how you show up within the boundaries of that choice. As an example, if you decide to work only 20 hours a week, you constrain your work hours, right? The only thing that is left is to change the way you do the work. You need to change how you show up so that you can get the results you want inside of those time boundaries. Once the boundaries are up, once you've practiced constraint, you cannot hide behind distractions. You cannot keep moving the mark, right? Every time things get hard, you are forced to solve the challenges that come with working fewer hours. You are forced to face the discomfort of doing things differently. And this is when the magic happens. This is when you evolve as the leader inside of your business and learn how to work more effectively and find solutions to seemingly unsolvable problems. Inside of my program, The Effortless CEO, we constrain our focus to the areas that matter most inside of your business so that you can reduce the busy work and spend your time and attention where you can make the biggest impact and move your business towards your goals. Applications for the new group are now open. So head over to ilonkaras.com/effortless to learn more about the program and how we can help you work less while achieving more. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I will see you all again next week.